can make it arise. But seeing doesn't have the loka attachment or aversion jitasika with it. And this is not I at all, the way citta is conditioned. Not the same.
In Chinese, the sutta is language older, many, many years ago Chinese. Mm-hmm. So we cannot understand exactly the meaning.
The same as Thai language we use, a Pali term in daily life. Like sati, we use it very easy one.
And even in English, very difficult to understand the sutta. Because if there's no understanding of the dhammas, cannot understand the suttas. So same in every language, not easy at all.
Yes. I really worry about this. How can I understand the sutra's meaning?
But from the moment of hearing the word dhamma, it can relieve your anxiety and worry, because that is the beginning of understand that it's not anything that we used to take it as people and thing, but it has its own characteristic. For example, now there is visible object, just this word, don't mix with the idea of thing or anything in it, because nothing, the whole body cannot impinge on the eye, only that which is there with this Mahabhuta, the four primary rupas. Otherwise, there will never be that reality which can impinge on it. So separate reality, arising and falling away, and never to return, uncountable from life to life, even right now. If we just understand Dhamma, that's not self, we begin to understand better and better of each that we take for self, like seeing, hearing. No one can make it arise.
Vincent said you had some discussion about like the some benefits of meditation, like he talked about eating healthily and not eating too much food and having more exercise or eating the good food. So what do you think about this? Any benefit from meditation?
When I was in meditation center, of course they cutting the sound. We can use cell phone, cannot read books, cannot hear music, sounds like. From first day, we have many something
disturbance.
Something at home,
right? Some disturbances.
So. Very, very lot. But in second day or third day or fourth day, it's despair. Less and less. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Is that what you get?
I think not useful things disappeared. In my mind is empty. So some useful things can improve, come in.
Listen, what is that?
It let me thinking clearly than before.
About what?
How can it become clear object?
Thinking clearer in what way?
Can know how solute some problem in your life.
How to solve problems.
Benefits.
At that moment, I cannot know that. I think at that time, I didn't know what the reality was. what is the translation to understand the reality out there at this moment. And you have to make a decision.
I think what we consider thinking clearly is thinking with attachment, you know, liking to think in a certain way.
My daughter, she 15 years old, and now she study piano. But I don't know for her continue play piano or no.
By conditions, yeah. After she hears some words, she might accumulate little by little. Don't force her. Yeah. Otherwise, she might not like anything at all at all.
It depends on her interest, whether she will continue or not.
Sometimes she don't like she don't like the practice because so heavy.
Maybe when she grown up, she let it. She live.
She live in. Better live.
She will not have more interest.
Yeah, I think
it depends. It depends. That's why it said in Tipitaka, the world is to know or to see kusala or akusala, and the result of kusala and akusala, the accumulation, just to be understood.
Akusala
for everyone until the understanding is there, little by little.
Because I think when she play piano, she can loba.
Every moment, like eating, yeah, loba. We eat with loba, for sure. Everything, look for loba. That is very nice one. But to understand that it's not me, it's just a reality which arises to perform its own function. No one can do anything at all. Understand the kusala and akusala and the result of kusala and akusala when something happens.
Yes.
But I think that playing piano is better than many other things. Yeah.
Yes, because I think...
But the best thing in life is understanding the truth. Because we are blinded for a long time ago.
Even if not by the piano, you still have
robot. If she play piano long time ago, she has a loba.
She has loba even she doesn't play piano. Any moment, eating, swimming, bathing, yes. After seeing, there are three moments and then lopa, unknown, all around, because it's very weak, not strong enough to be seen or to be noticed. Even right now, we talk about lopa. Lopa arises and falls away, unknown. We just know that it's there, but it's not the moment when it arises and falls away, which is different from other moments. Only the developed panya begins to learn little by little to understand the way it is, to letting go the idea of self from that we cling so much to it. Only understanding when there are conditions only. Because looking around, it does mean that people all understand the truth of each moment. Only some, by conditions. So the best thing in one's life is understanding. That's all. Everything is to be forgotten. As soon as it's gone, it's forgotten. Only thinking about it, about that which has gone, and cling to that which has gone. Until one sees the arising and falling away, it's the moment when it hits one's accumulation that is useless just to cling to that which no more, never again, at any time.
just once in his lifetime. That's why we can be this person only in this life. Past life we don't know who's who. Future life we don't know what to be after death. But as long as one still have opportunity to hear the teachings, study carefully, respectfully. Otherwise it's easy to go wrong because the self is reading, the self thinks it's this way or that way, but not the Dhamma's way. Until one has the better understanding of Dhamma, it just appear and then disappear, unknown. It can be known little by little, from hearing, considering, until another level of right understanding is conditioned with Sammasati. See, life is that which is seen kusala or akusala, or the result of kusala or the result of akusala. That's all. And it's so fast, it's on one's own idea whether this is beautiful and this is not. Actually, it has its own nature. It depends on whether you like it or not. When you like it, you say that, oh, it's nice. Yeah. But you cannot change the reality.
Now, you've heard Ajahn explain how all the time there is lopa. After seeing lopa, after hearing lopa, when thinking lopa, what do you think about that? Is it a problem?
No problem. I think it's, I agree with that. Many lopa.
When only panya is there, lopa is not there. Or when lopa is there, panya can understand lopa as it is. It's only panya which can.
I think it's good that you can see that, or you say no problem, because I think for the meditator, they don't want to see any lopa, right?
You don't really know what is lopa.
Right.
Can you try not to hear? There is hearing. Can you try not to hear? Impossible. So if one would say, don't listen, don't hear anything, is that right? See, from the very beginning, it's impossible. It's wrong understanding. And there's clinging to the self so much, just wanting it to be this way and that way.
Hearing is by conditions.
Stop hearing is impossible.
It's what I want. My ear is very good for hearing. So, but many noisy, I think. I don't want hear about noisy.
We just want to hear pleasant sound, all right?
But uncontrollable when panya is there.
Very crazy about why I cannot,
because of the self, the eye just like it.
Same for seeing. We cannot choose just to see pleasant object, right?
There is no eye. So hearing is not I am hearing.
And we begin to understand the meaning of anatta-ness better and better each moment. Uncontrollable. No one can make it rise. Just understand it. Not try to make it the other way.
How can I practice?
Don't think. about practice because it's
thinking about
just understand the word that is heard, whether it's true or not. Talking about that which is now can be studied, can be understood. That's all. And that is a moment of understanding. Another moment is moment of lopa and tosa. It doesn't matter because they are all dhammas, uncontrollable. And it's gone. But the accumulation of attachment and aversion conditioned other moment of thinking about it with lopa or thinking about it with dosa. By conditions. No matter you try not to think. Thinking things.
Thinking again.
Right, by conditions. So after seeing, there must be thinking followed instantly, each doorway. Yeah. And what is left is only that which can be object of mind or thinking again and again about it, like in a dream. Who knows tonight what dream will be? But one knows that it's only a dream. Because it's not like now with the sense though in between. But it's thinking, only thinking. And if there is no experience before to be conditioned, there cannot be such fantasy dream. Some can fly in the dream. And knows that it's only thinking about flying.
About dream. Every night I dream the dream.
I too.
Really?
Yeah.
I studied flying in my dream.
Really?
Many years ago, I cannot fly in my dream. But it's, I can control, I can fly.
So sky.
Yeah, because of the eye.
Because it's a dream, not real.
So maybe, I think
one day you can fly.
From many midtime moments of dreaming.
I was a bird. And it happened after I began to meditation. My dream was changing. It's not much more anger in dream.
What about when you are not dreaming? When you are not dreaming, less anger?
I don't.
You said in your dream, less anger. Ajahn says, what about when not dreaming? That is, when you're awake. Less anger? Also?
Yes, less anger.
What condition?
What condition? But nothing happened.
Not right object for being angry yet. Only then.
And the visible subject. Some visible subject always let me and feel anger.
Mm-hmm.
In same condition. For example, my mother. I always anger with my mother.
But actually you are getting anger with Nama Arupa. No wonder. Yes. It's your own accumulation.
When I feel anger, I think it's my fault, not my mother. I want to change whatever she did, whatever she said, keep my emotion peaceful.
We always want to change.
Yes. I want solute this problem in this life.
Because you see that there can be the accumulation to understand what's right and what's wrong, what's good and what's not good. At that very moment, it conditions such thinking. For some people, they don't think like that. But for you, you have such thought because of the accumulation of understanding what's better and what is not good. Otherwise, why not the other people think like you? And this is taught at level of sila dhamma. Sila only, morality only. Not understanding about the truth of what you take for good or bad. Citta, cetasikas. You just know that to be a good person, there should be such and such. One was taught for many times about that. So it's there to condition thinking that you shouldn't behave such and such moment to your mother. Not you, but the accumulation of what you have heard, no matter when and where. But it's there, developed little by little. That's why people can be good or bad by accumulation.
I'm not very clear.
Ajahn is saying that hearing the Dhamma is a condition for understanding what is good, kusala, what is akusala, is a condition for not having so much anger. So some people haven't heard the Dhamma and they don't have any idea about the value of not speaking harshly. They think it's good to speak strongly, use bad language, that sort of thing, get angry. But you have heard the Dhamma, so it's a condition for less anger.
Yes.
And if you hadn't heard the Dhamma, you might be more angry. Some people are so angry they cannot bear to visit their parents, but that's not your situation. No one can have no anger. No one.
If you take anger for self, you never lose anger.
It will never go away. If you take it for self, it will never stop.
So what should be understood from the very beginning? No one, no self, only different realities. As long as there is I, there must be all akusala, cetasikas, lopa, dosa, moha, jealousy, and everything unwholesome. But when there is the understanding that there is no one, it's only unwholesome reality, and wholesome reality, panyasi is what should develop.
Is more valuable, less anger or more understanding of dhammas?
Of course, more understanding of dhammas.
So, and more understanding of dhammas helps anyway for less akusala.
Yes.
But we don't know how much or when or where, what object. We just know that development of understanding helps all kinds of akusala to develop.
That's why among all conditioned realities, right understanding is the best. It can understand correctly what's right and what's wrong, what's unbenefit and what is benefit.
So many people don't know.
Many people can understand this.
Earlier we were talking about how we cannot change what is heard or seen, right?
Yes.
And likewise we cannot change the lobha or dosa that arises. right? Same.
Yeah. Someone is interested.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, I just saw what you were doing here. YouTube, I was curious.
We're having a discussion.
Oh, about what?
Mm, about what is real at the present moment.
What is real?
Yeah.
Well, usually what you can see and touch, but that's not always true.
What do you mean by what you can see and touch? What would be an example of what you can see?
Your physical environment. Like right now, I feel like I'm sitting on the floor. I probably am.
Yeah.
But I could be sleepy. Or in a machine.
Yes, but what is the eye?
What is what?
The eye.
No. You said, oh, I'm
not sleeping
now, but I could be sleeping.
Yeah.
What is the eye?
The self.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What is it?
Well, that's individuality. Everyone has their own individuality.
If nothing arises at all, can there be I?
If nothing arises at all, nothing.
Seeing, hearing.
Would there be an I?
Would there be notion of I?
That's a good question. I think you need to have consciousness to have an I, mm-hmm. like me, myself, and I. Otherwise, everything would just be like a function, like the wind blowing or the mm-hmm. waves or something like that. It just happens. It doesn't have to be an I there.
Right.
Knowing that you're an I makes you an I.
Can we take the seeing, for example? Does it have to be an eye who is seeing, or could it be just, as you say, seeing like the wind blows and seeing arises or happens?
That's like the old question, like, you know, if a tree falls in the forest and no one hears it, did it happen?
But
you can go through the forest and you can see many trees that have fallen. It happened.
Let's talk about consciousness.
No one saw it happen,
yeah.
Not quite the same question, because we're asking about what is real at the present moment,
mm-hmm.
as I said. So the seeing is real right now.
At moment when one hears, can there be seeing?
The moment when one hears it?
At moment of hearing, can there be seeing?
Can there be seeing? Of course.
At the same time as hearing.
Yeah.
Seeing cannot hear, so it cannot arise at moment of hearing.
Seeing cannot happen at the
seeing has a function.
Yeah.
And hearing has a different function. So they can't both arise at the same moment.
Different functions cannot be done at the same time.
Different kinds of consciousness.
In split seconds. It changes.
Okay. But if they are both arising rapidly, could the interest first and appear to be occurring simultaneously?
That's true. Like right now, I'm pretty sure this is audio, but I don't see video coming from somewhere. So it doesn't mean that you can't see the scene right now.
Is the moment of seeing different from moment of liking it?
I think this is the time it takes for it to get to the
yes, but seeing cannot be liking.
The speed of light is faster than the speed of sound.
But we just talk about a moment and a reality at a time, to be precise, to know that they are different, even different moments, different realities.
Okay. I'm just wondering what is the, like the context for this discussion, because I kind of just walked right into it. I'm not seeing where the point this is going is.
It's just understanding better what is real instead of what we might take to be real, and mm-hmm. separating the actual experiencing of things from the thinking about what has been experienced and conceptualizing it. So, for example, mm-hmm. to understand what I'm saying, not only has there to be hearing of the sound, but you have to know the language being spoken. So obviously there's a mental processing
that goes on there also, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the hearing of the sound is not the understanding of the meaning of the words. There are different kinds of consciousness going on.
Oh, so that's like understanding something, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a whole different thing. That's language and communication is its own entire topic.
But it's just an example, isn't it, of separating the hearing from knowing, understanding the meaning, knowing the meaning.
Mm-hmm.
But we normally perceive it that we hear the words spoken and know the meaning simultaneously, but it can't be that way.
Yeah, because there's always like miscommunication or intent could be different or things like that. And you're saying maybe you might not even be here to comprehend this right now.
No, even if we comprehend it instantaneously, but still it can't be the same moment as the hearing, because hearing is performs that function of hearing the sound, but it only experiences the sound, whereas it's thinking about the sound heard that understands the meaning.
Well, that's 100% true. When I do my videos, mm-hmm. yeah, I can get many beautiful pictures, but I've realized I have to work really hard to get audio done really well, because I have to have my own device with me to record like you have. I have to get like a shotgun mic to also get my voice and things like that, because audio is half the process of what you're watching. If no one can understand or hear what's going on, no one's going to watch anything.
No. But yeah. The principle is the same for all of the sense doors, including seeing, that there is the experiencing of the visible or audible object, the sound or the color, light,
mm-hmm.
and there is thinking about what has been seen or heard that recognizes the meaning of what is seen and heard.
Okay. So the main question you're saying is, do they have to be together? I guess like what you're hearing is what your the function.
Is that one is not the other; they are quite different.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
Yeah, they're completely different.
So if you heard me speaking but didn't know the language I was speaking, it'd still be the hearing of the sound, but no understanding of the meaning. But hearing would still be functioning exactly as it is for a person who does understand the language. Yeah.
Okay, that makes perfect sense.
What
is this for, though?
To understand what is now at this very moment.
Okay.
Because actually, if we take I or seeing as self, it is not permanent at all. The eye changes all the time, and the seeing changes by conditions. So which one can be taken for eye? Because it's gone completely each moment. Life exists only in just a moment. If one lost that moment, lose that moment, there is no life, right? So what?
Awesome
And then we would like to understand better and better what we take for life. If there is no consciousness, no experiencing at all, can there be life? When there's no experience, reality, like no seeing, no hearing, no thinking at all, like chair, can there be life?
Many animals like a jellyfish, you know, it doesn't have eyes.
But it has
it
other.
But it can feel its surroundings, because knows how to feed itself, it knows how to get around, it knows how to move.
Because there is a moment of feeling. If there is no moment of feeling, can we say that there is life?
I would say a jellyfish is alive, yes.
So what is life?
When you get down to it, it's basically like something that can replicate itself, something that can move around
at this moment,
manipulate its consciousness.
Yeah. What is life at this moment?
What is it that experiences now? Can you make it arise? The eye sense and the seeing, the hearing, the thinking, can you make it arise?
The feeling.
make it arise? Or it is conditioned when you see unpleasant thing, that feeling is unpleasant, uncontrollable. So each moment is the uncontrollable reality is conditioned differently at a time by conditions. And we learn more to understand what the conditions of life is at any moment of seeing or hearing or thinking from birth to death. Because when there is birth, there must be death. Why? It has to be like that. Can it stay permanently from birth? No growth, no death at all, nothing happened at all. There must be conditions for anything which arises. Because the eye cannot hear and the ear cannot see. So what conditions such happenings? Uncontrollable. So there is no permanent self at all. We take whatever appears as permanent thing, like you are standing. But actually, life is shorter than that. In split seconds, there are conditions for the arising of different things. Unknown, like hearing and seeing and talking, see, many different things.
I understand. So it's, I have to get going now.
Sure.
But from what I understand, yeah, life is moments and experiences, from what you're saying.
Right.
And that's what makes you feel alive. Sitting like in an office all day, or staring at a wall all day, or TV, doesn't make you feel alive. You actually have to be in your environment. Interaction and taking advantage of your environment is what makes you alive, not just existing.
I think what she's saying is consciousness is life.
I understand, but just because you're conscious doesn't mean you're enjoying your life.
No,
definitely. And not permanent. Everything is not permanent. Just
that's
arising.
True.
Bye.
Thank you.
When you deeply sleep, as
separated. Namakanda. They have to arise. Namakanda. Four Namakanda. Cannot be separated. They arise together. Yes. Fall away together.
Four Namakanda.
And one
rupa.
Many rupas.
When deeply sleep.
There must be rupa arising and falling away by conditions, by kamma, or by citta, or by utu, or by ahara. Different groups of rupa. With space
any
in between.
Moment, any moment.
Any moment.
Pancha, kanda. Right, and far away.
And at moment of clinging, it is the upadana. Yeah. But when it's not clinging, it's just five kanda.
Has a rupa when sleep. Four nama. One
kind of rupa, but many rupas, like now.
Yes.
But it must be that which cannot experience that it is rupa, but many rupas, many different rupas. The eyes is conditioned by karma, while it's fast asleep, the ears and everything, but no experience, so it doesn't appear. It does not appear.
Yes, does not appear. So
it can appear. It can appear only when the object of consciousness, seeing or hearing, only.
No sound.
Jonathan checked the sutta again, and the fourth one was about the Upa Kalesa. Be present with the Kalesa. Anything else?
Must be different from here to there. Many, many different point or subject. It's under what subject? When we talk about the enlightenment, the moment, and the path to it, or we talk about the other subject?
It's under the way that the path by which people have come to enlightenment.
Different ones.
Yes. I haven't had a look at
it. Yeah, just one of the four. It doesn't matter. It's
Yeah.
So the
vipassanupa kilesa arise only for the case of people who have developed
If it's not the vipassana haven't arisen yet, how can it be vipassanupa kilesa? Because the self thinks about what will come, what will be.
Yes. Yeah. What will be?
Thinking
always
that it should be like we think.
Yeah.
Planning.
And behind it, there's still the idea behind
yes.
it that I can
but
do.
See, by having confidence that everything can be object, it takes time. Naturally.
Do you think this is like the planning? Do you think it's like the subtle sila bhata paramasa?
No, not
idea?
At all.
No.
When it's not about understanding, it's not sila bhata paramasa.
It's just the
ordinary
attachment.
Ordinary attachment.
But still, come on a trip, then there's bound to be planning and arranging, but still.
Because Vanya develops so secretly, very, very secretly. If it's right, it works eventually. If it's wrong, stop it. It's growth, no more.
I have a lot of time to planning and arranging, always arranging things.
It's your accumulation. Otherwise, there will never be the end of clinging to the self. The chati, kusala is the condition, the cause, and vipaka is the result. Without the cause, there cannot be vipaka, which sees and hears with jetana. By then, it is sahachata patya. Without it, the citta cannot arise, but they have to arise together. That's why even jetana is conditioned by the same karma as that which conditions seeing at that moment. So when it's vipaka, it cannot be like the cause anymore because it's the result. But when, and your question is about jetana and karma.
Jetana and karma.
By way of paccaya. Paccaya is conditions.
Paccaya conditions.
Yeah, there are two kinds of karma. That which arises with each moment is sahachata, means arising together. Nischitta at any time, no matter it's vipaka, the result, or kusala, akusala, or kriya, that which is not the cause nor result. There must be jetana. But for akusala jetana, it begins to be kilesa, not at the level of karma yet, but it is sahachata karma, because karma has been done to condition the vipaka, so it's at level of kilesa, which is accumulated from moment to moment, and it is wrong enough to condition indeed, and that is akusala karma, which can bring results.
Yes. So but many level of
many level system. Of all jitas, yeah.
Mm. Okay, I got the point. Confused about the chetana, jitas,
yeah, and the chetana with vipaka, jitas like seeing or hearing, different from the chetana with kusala or akusala, because with seeing or hearing, it's just result, so cannot, even though it's karma, cannot bring any result. So only with kusala or akusala, if it's strong enough, it can bring the sound.
But at the moment of the kusala or akusala, then how we can think about the karma at that time, that a different level of the karma than
the chetana. It's still chetana, chetasika, but the kusala or akusala can be weak or strong. So only when it's strong enough, it can bring the sound. Good to know and good to understand.
Yeah. The little point.
The little expectations that come in, and like you say, just the very little trying of something. Or
yeah, Panya can see. Yes. That's why it can let it go little by little.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So much to. Yes. Because now they are all citta and different kinds of jetasika unknown until it's known by Panya.
Yes.
One. At a time, gradually.
And even when we were talking about planning the other day and so much attachment to self when one is planning and there's a little idea that one could make something happen, but then there can be a little bit of trying not to plan also.
As because Chaitanya is the energy. But you see that at that moment it seems like there's no attachment at all, and no ignorance, and no self, but actually it's there, different levels. Like Diddhasava, Avichasava, and Pavasava. So it comes from Avichā first, and then Pava, and then self, and then sensuous object for pleasing the self.
So there's some significance in the order of...
No. I think that nothing can be set, otherwise it's expectation. Right. Very deep one.
I think you mean because of the bija there is the bhavasava, and because of bhavasava there is the kamasava.
Tiddhasava.
Tiddhasava.
And when it appears kamasava first, and then bhavasava, and then tiddhasava, and then avichasava. So it doesn't matter. But it shows the relation without avichā. There cannot be any being.
And we think that it's so clear how natural understanding.
Meditation centers destroy the teaching, strong reaction.
It's true. Otherwise, if I wait and go around, how can they know? But the words of the Buddha are true anytime. It's not my way. So I don't mind at all. And people begin to understand more and more. But we don't answer back because we just talk about the teachings with and better.
And if we don't say it, no one else will say it.
Yeah, even the high judge court whom we asked him to present the issue on the Vinaya to be enclosed was wrong too. But I think that I would like to invite him if he'd like to come and say that he has two responsibilities. One is as a judge and the other as Buddhist.
And if some people can appreciate it and understand that's all one can do in life, for those who can.
I think it's time to show who is a Buddha Bodhisattva.
Yes. And time is limited. So.
Right. This is the point that I do not delay to say strong words.
No, because if one delays, maybe next year, no chance.
It's just right time.
So his job is her for Panyati Dhamma.
Every moment can be object of understanding. Every moment. But ignorance is the hinder all the time.
Because she already complained that my father wants her to listen to the other Achan Brahm, for example, for meditation. But she said no. It's not the right way. But she's not happy with him. And they are always discussing a lot.
And when there is compassion and metta, he doesn't know how ignorance is there. Instead of getting angry to the ignorance, there should be the understanding of it. Anger does not belong to him. It is hurting her at that very moment. No one can hurt you, only yourself. Not at all. If there is no attachment, no aversion, nothing can hurt. So actually there's no him. Now there's no he when you do not think about him.
Because when they argue, my husband and her, and my father say, oh, if you study that way, okay, you can go to the heaven and I can be in the hell's realm.
No one send you there, only Dhamma, by conditions.
Because he always tell him that this is not the right way. But maybe the way is to talk with him is, I think he doesn't like.
Because you see, all are about ignorance, attachment, aversion. Anger and attachment is a product of ignorance. And Panya cannot produce that. So it's not you, it's ignorance and Panya at different times.
And sometimes when she remember about Dhamma, and she just kept silent.
Good, that's the best thing. To extinguish the fire, let it spread. Spread. If you feel anger, that must be moments of dissatisfaction and quarrel and so on. The best way is at that moment, right understanding stops. Yeah, not seeing the value of hurting oneself anymore. Remember that no one can hurt you at all. It's your own thinking. Yeah, little by little. Yeah. It's not you who understands either. So it depends on conditions. How much right understanding can grow as much as ignorance.
So whenever she feels tense, she always listens to Dhamma.
Good. Yeah. Because at that moment it's the understanding which knows that it's not good, it's useless. Right. It depends. Condition. The word of the Buddhas is always a reminder.
She's been listening to you since, I think, 5 years ago. But usually in the beginning it's hard for her.
For everyone in the beginning. Different world. World of nothing. Only seeing, hearing and thinking.
And now she's happy because my brother can understand and he can help her.
I see, yeah. But the best thing is stop when it's not valuable or good or sense. Just stop. If we keep on talking and it's useless, stop, it's the best thing. Stop talking. Stop quarreling. Stop speaking. What's the use of argument when that person cannot understand? Only to those who understand it can be reminded. This is the way it is, but the way avijja, ignorance is different. So one can see the difference moment between avijja and panya. And that which is panya which can see.
So every time she attended the discussion, she feel more confident.
Yes, that is the way right understanding develop. Without hearing and considering, panya cannot develop. It's the word of the Buddha, the Enlightenment, who knew all about the truth, absolute truth. So just listen to him.